It's Hallie Labonte, and this is Inside Twin Hills, the podcast. I'm a weekend producer at Twin Hills Community Church here in Broad Ripple, Indiana. We are a mega church with a tiny family feel. And we're here to tell you about the life-changing work that God is doing in our community. So thanks for tuning in. But before I go too far, you know what? Daniel had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I've got my buddies, Gray Haas and Russ Campbell. Welcome, co-hosts.
Hey there, Hallie.
Hey, welcome.
I love that story, first of all. That story is so great.
Burning in the furnace.
All about faith.
Hot in the furnace.
It's actually, in Australia, we say Shadrach, mm-hmm. Meshach, same way. Mm-hmm. But then we say Abednego. Abednego,
oh,
different.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah. Wow.
Always a little bit different.
Yeah. I've been noticing that in the news when they're talking about the tariffs on aluminum. Do you hear the way the Brits say aluminum? They say aluminium.
Aluminium. Yeah. We say that too. Aluminium.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
You add bits here, you add bobs there, and then other bits and bobs you take away.
Huh. Well, that's neat. We're going to begin with Too Blessed to Be Stressed, where we can talk a little bit about what's happening in our ministries. So why don't you tell us what's happening around Climax, Gray?
I'm actually in the process right now of trying to decide on the new banner. Ooh. For the stage, because as you know, we've got the Climax is on the Climax stage. We've got our own production facilities, and so I would love to get all of your thoughts on some of the mantras that we're going to put up. And there's just a couple ones that I'm going to run by you here, and I'm just going to judge by your general excitement which one I should choose. So here's the first one. Are you ready? First one is going to be, trust Him for daily manna. Trust Him for daily manna.
Okay.
That's manna.
Manna.
Manna, like the bread that fell from heaven.
Yeah.
Trust Him with daily manna.
Okay. Got it.
God promises salvation, not safety.
Mm. I like that. That could be a bumper sticker, actually.
Sure. Yeah.
I like that.
All right. Two more.
Two more.
Yeah, two more. Okay. I do best of four. Isn't that what you do? Oh, in Australia, always best of four.
Yeah.
There is no temptation too great.
Ooh, that's great for teenagers.
Yeah. That is great.
Great for teenagers.
Yeah. Last one. Losing is winning. Losing is winning. And I'm just trying to think of these as thought-provoking, you know, so kids are going, hey, what's that? What's all about? What's that all about? Could I ask a bit of a question about that? And then I get to come and say, well, you know, losing is winning comes right from Mark 8:34-35.
What was the temptation one?
The temptation one, let me look back here in my notes. There is no temptation too great.
Temptation happens mm-hmm. when you're not in school, when there's no structure.
The weather's going to be hot. The
weather's going to be hot. Not a lot of clothes are going to be worn. So I think that'd be great. That'd be a great banner mm-hmm. to have them walk under.
Awesome.
Every time at Climax.
Like we were talking about, these kids are going to pool parties, and the boys are seeing these girls' bodies in bathing suits, and it can cause them to stumble.
Big time. I've been there. Yeah. I think we've all been there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with temptation then. I'm going to have a bright, shiny apple or something on it.
Too Blessed to Be Stressed. It's time to move on to our next segment, Too Anointed to Be Disappointed, where we bring on another anointed colleague who works with us here at the church or who volunteers. Sometimes we're even going to have members of the church. So I am very excited to introduce our guest today, Mark O, and that's a middle initial, Mark O'Brien. Welcome.
Great to be here. I agree. Temptation. I think you go.
Okay, great.
I think that's going to look great. I think that's going to be solid. That's solid.
That's great. Well, it's a lot of letters, so I'm going to have to really cram them on.
No,
really
we got that giant printer in the office.
Oh,
so
I know.
That
thing is awesome.
It's awesome.
And then you can use that illustration of when Satan took Jesus up on the hill, and he said, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. And Jesus said, you know what? No, thanks.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Well, welcome, Mark.
Yeah,
thanks for being here.
I can see.
I am pumped that you're here. I have never actually gotten to meet you, so it's great to meet you face to face.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool to meet all you guys. I love mixing up with you guys. It's good to see you, as always.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you two are probably close because you work both with the teens.
That's right.
He's hooked me up with some talent in the past, and I appreciate every single one of them.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I feel a bit like a talent agent because I'm always kind of looking and I'm like, who would be good in Climax? It might be good in one of Mark's productions.
What I need even more, I feel like sometimes, is if I can use this is for you to come in when they're about to drop out.
Okay.
You know, when they lose the faith and they start going, oh, and we'll break all this down, but I'm not getting to talk enough in this production, you know, in this theatrical.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm not the lead, technically. I'm handing a towel to Mr. Breen, and that's my only role. And maybe that is your role.
Yeah.
Sure. And then, you know, and they say, I was the lead of Guys in Dolls last year in my, you know, secular school and blah, 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 blah. And they're dropping out. And that's when I'm going to maybe be emailing you more fervently to push them gently, support them back into the towel roll or whatever it is.
I tell them, you know, there were 12 disciples. And yeah, one's named Peter, one's named John. There's also one named Philip. Did you even remember Philip? He had a smaller role. He did great things, but he had a smaller role.
Yeah.
Still a disciple.
Yeah. Did you know about Philip?
I did. I did. I went to,
but you forget him.
Yeah. Well, of course you do. Well, if you don't talk about someone or think about someone, they're going to be ignored and you're not going to think about it.
Yeah. I don't know if I could name all 12.
I'm fully blanking on Philip.
Yeah. Well, they're all guys' names. I'll tell you that.
Right now, they're all guys' names. That does make it easier. We have a 50% chance at a name. But you probably know a lot of disciples because I've seen your Peter one-man show.
Right.
Where he memorized. He was up there for an hour.
I was out of town.
It was a one-man show. He's Peter. He's wearing burlap. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk more about, you know, he's been leading the Passion Players, which is the Climax kids. The teens have their own drama team. And did you call, they used to be named after you, right? Where'd the new name come from?
Yeah, from above, but not all the way up above. just two steps up. The powers that be said that the Breen Players was too focused on me, and I was like, all right. And so they said they wanted something that invokes Christ more. Yeah. I said I invoke Christ, but at any rate, we're the Passion Players now, and it's fine. It's
If there's anybody that brings passion to a role, it's you. So I think when people hear passion, they think of you.
Absolutely.
I mean, less so than when it was the Breen Players, but I the Passion Players is, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, and it does make you think about the Passion of Christ. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. I thought it was so neat last year at Good Friday services when we had those dramas, and we learned that passion actually means to suffer. I always thought passion meant, you know, I'm so in love, I can't control myself. Passion, I'm in a passionate moment. It means to suffer. And so, you know, I think that gives a different take on when people say, you know, do what you're passionate about in life. I think that's neat because now it can say, what are you willing to suffer to do? And I feel like when you're in the arts, you have to suffer. Like you are you're an artist. And that is one of the hardest jobs you can do because there's no consistency or there's no security.
You're making me love the new name because I'll tell you what, the first day that these kids come to me, I say, this isn't any picnic. You're not going to be getting carried around the middle of town, lifted up as you sing some song. You're going to be working.
Yeah.
You're going to suffer.
Yeah.
And they do. These kids that come to me, they make my, I call it a one-man show, but it's not. I rely on them, but they suffer for the show.
Yeah.
And they keep it running smooth. And if I put my left hand out like this, there's a towel there.
Wow.
And awesome. How do they get it laundered during the show? Yeah. I don't need to know.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Well, it's teaching them discipline, and that's good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you right now, I give you major props because I can't go up in front of people and not be nervous. Is there a mindset that do you put yourself in a trance or what makes you be able to do that? Because I'm jealous of that, if I can be honest with you.
Absolutely.
You know what? When I do my show, Peter, for better or worse, I'm not, that's the full title. Sorry, Peter, for better or worse.
Oh, awesome.
I'm not Mark anymore. I'm Peter, and he is not shy.
Wow.
Right.
You know, he had to be in front of some people, and he's like, oh, a 2018 crowd, they're less tough than a 34 AD.
Everyone's on their phones.
Yeah.
They have a rock in their hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Less rocks in hands. And so he does a little bit better with it than maybe Mark would, than I would. Yeah.
Well, I think Daniel Day-Lewis does that. He stays in character. Also, you're like Jim Carrey when he thought he was Kaufman.
The mask.
Kaufman,
Greg Almighty or no?
I saw a thing on Netflix Where yeah, Jim Carrey, he thought he was, he became Andy
Kaufman.
The mask.
Yeah, the mask. Yeah.
Oh, and the mask. Oh. I'm sure he had to do that in the mask, too, yeah. because he became a completely different person.
That's yeah. not the different penguin. Is that where he was with the penguins?
Oh, I'm not. I don't know because.
Mr. Poppers. That is my wife's favorite movie.
Did he think he was Mr. Poppers, too? Do you know?
I don't know. I didn't see that one. I don't know. But I feel like you're just like Jim Carrey when you become Peter, you know?
I've often said, you know, that is my number one. That Jim is Carrey? My number one. Oh, really? Yes. Okay. Yes. Wow. If I could. So thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
He's so great.
If I could be anyone, I'd be Jim Carrey. I would be Jim Carrey. I wouldn't be myself. But during it, I am Peter. And the students are themselves hustling around, making, you know, smoothing out all the wrinkles. And again, they're dropping like flies recently. I'm sorry, because as I drove here, I got a couple emails of a couple more dropouts. And
I'm on it because I've got kids right now that need direction.
Yeah, get some people for this guy, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, now, Mark, I did have one question. I want to hear some about the show, but I also want to hear, because when you're called to something that is so challenging, to get up in front of people as a character, to do a show, to tell a story, that's got to come from some kind of place where you had to have something in your past where you realized, this is what I've got to do. I can't just be in a chorus. I've got to be out front. What was that moment? And where did you come from, and how did you get here?
I think my journey began at the dinner table.
Okay.
Don't they all?
Wow.
And I had six younger sisters, four of them adopted, the middle four, and they were cruel. I was heavy, and they were cruel.
Oh.
No way.
And I found my way out of it one day by doing Jim Carrey impressions. You know, I was doing...
So that's the connection.
That... And
pet detective?
They were laughing. I was the pet detective, and I was the investigators and the aggressive guys and all of the fun superheroes.
And liar.
And the liar.
Where he couldn't tell.
I was doing the liar, and all they were cruel.
Oh.
And they turned their cruel notch up another level. And I said to myself, well, I'm going to have to get good at this because I'm not yet, and they're only going to get meaner. And they did.
And Mark, you know what? What happens is a lot of times when people are mean and they shut you down, you change completely. You do a complete 180 and you stop doing that. You were brave enough to continue down this path.
I know. And I didn't do that 180 for 24 more years.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome.
Just
and
doing.
And here you are.
The Jim Carrey, the policeman, the firefighter, the boxer.
Truman Show.
Yes. That one, the most maybe that one. And they were getting meaner as it went. And finally I said, you know what? I quit. 24 years I've been trying to make them laugh. And then the 5 years of nothing of note. And then a year ago I came up with this Peter show, and I've been doing that and kind of touring around. My sisters haven't seen it.
Oh, wow. And now, do you think you ever would invite them? Because now, if you watch I've watched you work, and if one of those sister saw you now, they're gonna change. They're gonna have a revelation. I think you can't watch your work.
You have a 1 in 6 chance, Mark. Right?
Oh,
I think you gotta extend the invitation. They just have
no
idea what you've done.
I'd be too scared. These are mean women. They were mean teens that developed into meaner grown women.
Oh,
and
nothing
and now,
like a mean woman.
Oh. Mm. They steer us towards him hard.
That's right.
Well, it's good that he's our heavenly father, that he's a man.
Yeah.
No, right.
Amen.
Especially if you have pain in your past involving women.
Yes. Yeah. And now their daughters, they have taught them to be mean towards me.
It is handed down. It's handed down.
You know what? I feel like God just placed a Bible story on my heart for you. And this might be your next character. Now, tell me, this is what God just placed on my heart. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it Joseph who his brother sold him into slavery?
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine if your sisters sold you into slavery, into another country. And then, remember what happened? God used Joseph in Egypt, and they were having a famine, and Joseph had saved up and stockpiled all the grain and whatnot. And then, guess who's hungry now?
Yeah.
The brothers. Mm-hmm. And they come to Egypt, and they say, we need food. And Joseph was outside the room, and he said, those are my brothers who were so mean to me. They sold me into slavery. And he had a moment where he said, what do I do? And you know what? He went in there and he gave them food because they were hungry, and he sent them back. How does it end?
Well, and you know what, Mark? I bet he was scared.
Yeah.
I bet he was scared. He had to make a decision.
And he went from being a slave in Egypt to running that country. That would be a fun character.
Now, and the fun
and good
part,
costumes.
How it ends is then he makes a beautiful coat, and then he sang a musical about it, and all his brothers came and they watched him perform. And that's a very...
So your sisters will see you.
That is a very
and they're gonna eat their
similar
words.
Story.
Are they local? Are they close to Indiana?
Yes, most of them are Indiana. A couple are in Michigan City. My thought is, if they were on the other side of a door, would I give them the bread? These are... I don't know if you're picturing how mean these women now are to me, and now their daughters, they're like barking. Have you ever seen a pit bull really straining at the leash?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's that, but six, and then now they have 11 daughters between the six of them, and they are screaming at me, we hate you, we hate your performance, please quit, please do anything else, you're good at numbers and math, be an accountant, you know. And so it would be
hard
a true
to
test.
It would be really hard to hear those words at a screen.
And you know what? Yeah. Maybe you're not there yet. And timing is everything. And I think God will place it on your heart when it's time for you to invite them to one of your shows. And yes. But you don't have to do it until you're ready, because you know what?
That was going to be my thing. We don't have to force them.
The Israelites were in the desert for 40 years. So it might take you decades to really heal. And that's fine.
It truly might, because even if I plug, if you put the show dates, as I'd love, on your website at the end of this podcast,
sure,
they're not going to see it. I told them, I got out the words, I'm going to do a podcast, and they screamed me down. Yes.
Like a pack of dogs.
No one wants to hear you talk about your stupid show.
Wow.
But
and now you are still living with a couple of them.
Yeah, three of them. I depend on financially, so I am a bit of a cuckold. But you know, for this daily bread.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think the evil one knows our weaknesses, and I think that the evil one is using your sisters to really poke you in your bruise. You know.
I think he is, and I would say he has a few of them in his full grasp.
Wow.
Like 100% of their actions may be satanic.
Let's put
satanic.
That on the prayer list. The three that you live with, what are their names? Because I'm going to pray for Jesus to change their hearts.
It's Thelma, Berta, Stacy.
Thelma, Berta, Stacy.
I-E or E-Y? I'm just writing it right here.
Stacy's with an E-Y.
Okay.
E-Y, great.
Mark. How's your heart? You know, today or this month or this week or this year, you know, how's your heart?
What a question. You know, it's funny because I feel like in the last 30 seconds, it's gotten very riled up talking about these witches, if I can.
Ooh. Yeah, that's natural. That's natural.
I take that back. I truly am sorry.
Oh, we can take that out of the podcast. Do you want
to? You want us to edit that out?
Yeah, maybe if you could just bleep over that or whatnot.
Okay.
Thank you. What a good question. Yes. So take two, as we do. What a good question. How's my heart? For the last few minutes, it's been pretty. It got down a dark path because of these little. I'm still
your
going
racing.
Down that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what?
We can take it again. If you
want
more time.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take it again.
Hey, Mark, how's your heart?
Good.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, good.
Excellent.
Well, you know what? Then maybe
the last few minutes, it's been a little angry because of my sisters, who are a little wretched.
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
What would get you out of this?
Hey, I actually have a great thing that I often use because it's Mark knows. Some of my youth, you know, when you're young, you have a lot of emotion like Mark is having right now. And sometimes I just take them through a little bit of what I call a peace prayer. Mm. And if right now I could just do a bit of a peace prayer for Mark.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay, that'd be great. So if you join me, it just goes, Lord, give him peace, make his heart full. Give him peace, make it calm. Lord, give him peace, make his heart full. Make it calm.
Calm.
Lord, give him peace. Peace. Lord, peace. Lord,
calm.
Amen.
Mm.
Wow.
I kind of needed that.
You know, I should have used that on my new puppy the other day. He ripped a hole in my lip.
You have
and
a bruised lip.
I noticed that.
I was trying to calm him, and I was going, "Coo, coo, coo, you're okay." And now I know a better one.
And what's his name?
His name's Ginger.
Oh, that's so neat. I love Ginger. I didn't realize I liked Ginger.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Now that I know about the whole new take thing, I'd rather for this podcast, it's going to be a white lie, but
okay.
If I could do a more biblical name, maybe they'll like it more.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
So it is Ginger, but can we go from the top of that?
Oh, yeah. So you said you got bit in your lip by your dog.
I did.
And those puppies have those little needle teeth.
Oh, so sharp.
I can see the little hole where his tooth went right into your lip, and it's bruised.
One here, yeah.
Well, and what's his name?
Shepherd.
Oh, wow.
Why, awesome. Is it a German Shepherd?
Do you want us to edit that out?
Can we do it again?
Okay.
I think if it was going to be Shepherd, it should be a German Shepherd. You're absolutely
okay.
Right, Gray.
Hey, well, so you said your dog bit you right in the face, right on your lip.
It did.
And what? It's a puppy, and those puppies have those needle teeth. They
yes,
so bad.
Needle teeth.
What's your dog's name?
Cross.
I love that.
That's
I
neat.
Love that.
Awesome.
Wow.
It's not Ginger. My dog's name is Cross.
Wow.
How old is Cross?
Cross is a year.
Oh, that's great. It's a fun age.
Yeah.
Bit of an old dog to be putting your face in his face.
Cross is 2 months.
Yeah, he's just a puppy. Yeah. He's just a brand new puppy. You know, Mark, if I may give you a word basket of blessing.
Oh, I'd love it.
Just to encourage you, I want to tell you, and I don't know if this is the Spirit putting this on my heart for you, but I feel like over the last 5 minutes, I have seen the fruit of the Spirit in you. Specifically, I'm seeing, so the Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And you know what you have done? You have been showing self-control over and over and over. You have wanted to use words to describe your sisters who have caused you deep pain.
I did.
And wounds. But you have used self-control. And I just want to say, that's a fruit of the Spirit. So you're a growing fruit, my brother.
Mm. Keep watering it.
It's
keep
awesome. Watering
it. And get that sun on it. S-O-N on it.
Oh,
get
I love that.
Get that sun on it. Yeah, well.
That's great.
You got to keep reminding yourself
I tell you what, the podcasts and people like you guys can help. You guys are the water that sprinkles into the dirt that's our feet are in.
Yeah.
Oh.
There it is.
Well, I'll tell you what. So we're going to get to more of your professional life and how you contribute to Twin Hills Community Church. But I want to first, now that we're developing a relationship just by you coming on as a guest, I feel like now we're going to be doing life together, as we say.
Oh.
We're going to be doing life together. So we want to hear a little bit more. We want to dive in and hear about your life. Where did you grow up? Were your parents together? Were they alive? Are you married? Do you have kids?
That's the big one. Do you have a relationship? Yeah.
Yes, I am married. I am. It was a secret. This is my big reveal.
Whoa.
That I got married quietly a year ago.
Awesome.
I did not want to invite everyone from the church, and it's a slippery slope to go down. So I got married in secrecy to Mary Beth, and we've been married for a year.
Okay, yeah. Now
wait,
that is...
Do we know... Is it Mary Beth Monroe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh! She
I know
is
Mary
fantastic.
Beth.
Yeah,
she's
she used
great.
To be in Solo Flight,
she,
right?
Well, yeah, she was.
You probably wondered why she hasn't been there in a few months.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. She may not want me to... I didn't tell her I was going to.
What we can do, we can contact her and see if it's okay. And then
if you could just email her before you put that segment out.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Maybe she's sad to leave Solo Flight. And maybe that's why she's hiding the marriage. But you know what?
We can tell her about marriage ministry. When was the last time you saw her in Solo Flight?
What is it? June? I saw her April 5th when we had the April Fool's weekend.
That was, we told each other we were both unsure at that point. So that's okay.
Oh, unsure to tell people or unsure that you were getting married?
Unsure that we were getting married. We were in that dating phase where, okay, so that's okay. At that point, I was not seeing anyone else. But being in solo flight is not always about seeing people. I know it's about having fun, too.
That's right. It's about having fun and knowing that this is just a stage.
Yeah,
that's correct. You know, if you're here for more than 6 months, I'm not doing my job because you need to find someone.
Well, she had.
Oh,
she'd found me.
Okay, right.
I'm saying, but she must have been coming for the cookies still.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure she has a lot of friends in there.
I think that's so awesome, and the only other, and I think the really cool thing is that you're married, and you're still living with your sisters.
They get along too well.
Right. Wow, well,
she's not mean, but when we're in a room together, she'll side with them, then we get into our bedroom, and I say, "Why did you side with them?" And she'll go, "They'll hear us," you know, and we go to bed. But
here's the thing: you don't go to bed angry, right?
Well, if your sister, it's just that they can hear. The walls are so thin, and it's hard for me to go to bed satisfied as far as the arguments go, because they could hear if I made the points I'd like to make sometimes. But I pray to sleep. I'm going to borrow your calming method, because right now I've got a sort of chant I do into the pillow that is it's a thing that we used to do when I was growing up. I grew up in Canton, and I went to a summer camp where we would yell our prayers out loud, and now in a field, and now I do that into the pillow, and Mary Beth says they can hear you. They're going to make fun of you, but I don't think they can. I think a pillow absorbs most of that.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
I saw in a movie somebody shot someone through a pillow, and it was like a silencer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the mask. Mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, was that the mask?
I think it was.
Jim Carrey comes back. If I can tell you, maybe this will encourage you, I think your hair is exactly like Jim Carrey's hair. I'm serious.
There's a striking resemblance.
There's no mistake. There's no mistake.
And I am so sorry that I'm putting you on the spot. Can we hear maybe? I'm sure it's better than what your sisters think, but I would love to hear.
You can imagine how sensitive I've gotten about this, but I'm happy to also do it. You want to
hear it.
The firefighter?
I would love it.
Number two.
That's just like the
movie. That's
uncanny. That wasn't it.
Okay.
Oh, number three.
Get out of here! It's a fire!
Just like the movie.
It's right on.
Why do they make fun of you for that?
Right on the money.
It's on the nose.
I know.
Wow. I felt like I was looking at Jim Carrey. That was incredible. Wow.
Yeah.
Was that from Poppers?
That's what in Poppers when he's Poppers isn't the lying one.
Lila is the
it's from the lying one.
Okay. Oh, right.
That was so funny. I think you could use that with your teens. What would life look like if you could not tell a lie? If you had to tell the truth, wouldn't that be neat?
That would be really neat. Maybe I'll show that movie and we'll cut up the more spicy bits and we'll show the maybe we'll just we'll just do a best of scenes and we'll have Matt come in and do best of scenes. I mean, nobody wants to watch the whole narrative anyway. You just want the best of scenes.
Let me know when that's happening, because I'll be there.
I'd be happy to do that.
Now, Mark, I know you brought a bit from the new show, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I would love to hear a bit from the new show, because basically the listeners are going to get an exclusive preview, and I think this could be a great way.
Is that okay? There's no copyright thing problem with you doing it, is there?
I think it's okay. Okay. Yeah, I think this is okay. I think it falls under Section 6.
And tell us the title again of the show.
Yeah, it's Peter, for better or worse.
Okay. Lights up.
I go out to fish. My mother says, oh, would you take your brother Andrew? Just take your brother Andrew. Would you take him already? So, it's fine, mother. Yes, mother, I'll take Andrew. See, back then, we couldn't stick your brother in front of an iPad.
That's great.
That's true.
A couple hours later, Jesus is asking me to drop everything and follow him, right? All of a sudden, now I'm the one going, hey, can we bring my brother Andrew? Can we just take Andrew? Would we take Andrew? Thank you. Another fun one is, Peter denied Jesus 3 times as he was...
Before the cock crowed.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So, first one, folks, let me tell you, this maid asked me, do I know Jesus? And I had a brain fart. The first one was a brain fart. I was sleep deprived. What do you expect? Anytime I'm pausing, there's laughs.
Oh, good.
So I head out to warm myself by the fire, shake off that awkward convo with that rando. After a few minutes, I turn, and guess who has followed me there? Miss Buzzkill herself.
We know who that is.
Exactly. In Mark, it's the same woman. Yeah, exactly. It's the maid. In other ones, it's not. She starts saying, oh, I saw this guy with Jesus. I saw him with Jesus. Honestly, at this point, I just want to keep my story consistent. Have any of you guys ever told the little white lie and had to keep it up for your whole life? One time I told a guy in my village that I'd caught a baby whale when I was fishing, but I had to throw it back because it bit my leg. It was a total lie. Then every time I run into this guy for the next 10 years, he's like, tell the baby whale story, and I got to tell the lie again. Maybe you've done that. Anyway, I finally lose this maid once and for all, and I'm hanging with some bystanders. You know when there's a group of people standing, and then next to them, there's bystanders? Well, that's who I was with that night. They say, hey, you've got a Galilean accent. That means you're friends with Jesus. I say, hey, pal, you've got a Samaritan accent, so that means you don't wash your butt.
That may be true.
That's
great.
I couldn't think of a better comeback. It was like when my sisters would torment me when I was growing up. They were so mean, I could never think of anything. I would just say, you should wash your butt. And they would say, that's stupid. And it goes deeper down that road for a while. But yeah, that's the three denial section of the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's educational.
Oh, thank you, guys. Cool.
I love that we get to see the process right in front of us. Uh-huh. I love that.
I even love that the maid's voice sounded exactly like your sister's. I could tell that you were channeling that bit of that tone into that character.
That is. Stacy is essentially, in my mind, the maid. And because I believe that, too. In the Bible, I believe they were probably writing. Sure, God was writing through them, but they were probably like, I need to come up with someone annoying. Maybe it's my sister.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. They're inspired. I have to tell you, Mark, something I just experienced when I was watching you do that character. Peter was talking about, have you ever done a white lie and all that? And then I heard the ginger story with your dog and Shepherd and Cross. And I said, oh my gosh, you are Peter.
Oh.
You're doing, you, oh
goosebumps.
My, you know what?
I'm serious. I've got goose flesh.
You, that, I think that is wild. I think that is, wow.
What?
Wow. What? I
really want to encourage you to invite your sisters. Because I got to tell you, I'm not even related to you, and I felt it.
Mm.
And I felt it. Maybe.
I want to think they would love it, but I...
Oh, they'd love
this
it.
This might be the sledgehammer that hits the wall, that brings that wall down between you two.
Yep.
You're six.
Mm. Worst case scenario, they turn a whole audience on me, though.
Mm. Has that happened before?
Not for years. We're too busy. We hate you. But yes, back in the day, they used to turn. A quick question, logistical, if this can be cut out later. So are you're going to say that I lied about my dog's name? I thought, can we cut out that I lied?
Yeah, I caught that too.
We could.
Wait, we'll see.
JR, what do we got? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Okay.
Gave us a little bit of an up and down there.
Did you say I didn't lie about the dog being cross?
Yeah. Oh, you want me to say it now in case?
Just to have.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
We always say just to have it.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to tell you something that came to mind while I was watching your characters. And I thought, you know what? I think it's so neat that he told us the truth about his dog. You know, its gender, its name, all that stuff. He wouldn't lie. He didn't lie. And then I also thought, you know, he has transformed. It still looks like Jim Carrey's hair, but I don't even see Mark before me right now. Yeah. And who is also, that's a disciple name. And so you should think about doing him as well.
Oh.
But I saw Peter with Jim Carrey's hair, and it was something to behold.
I think that's great. I think it's good. Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And it was good that everyone was quiet afterwards so we can get a clean cut.
Yeah, very clean. And then we can cut out us saying, yes, that's good. That's good.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So that brings us to, I want to do a segment called From Saul to Paul. Because as you know, Saul was on the road to Damascus when the scales came off of his eyes and he went from persecuting Christians to being a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Another name changer along with Simon Peter.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
Bingo.
And you know what? I like to hear our friends in Christ. I like to hear the story. What was your Jesus moment? When did he transform your heart? Mm-hmm.
I rear-ended a woman really bad when I was 22. I was driving recklessly in the rain. I was going about probably 40 over what I should have, which was about 30 over the speed limit. And I just plowed into the back of her.
Whoa.
And I got out of my car, and I went up to her, and I could tell she was okay. She was fine. But she had a daughter in the passenger and the front passenger seat, about a 10-year-old girl maybe, and she was crying. And I said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Is everyone okay? What's you know?" And she said, "My daughter, my daughter, my daughter." And her daughter looked up at both of us, and we both kind of turned to her. And her daughter said, "I spilled my drink." She had a sippy cup, you know, Kool-Aid or whatever, and. And she'd spilled it. And that was it. Hmm. You know, she'd been buckled in. She was fine. And I thought, okay.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet.
I got you, Jesus.
Oh.
You know?
Wow.
Awesome.
Sometimes it takes a wake-up call.
He's the seatbelt, the girl's seatbelt in that.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that could have changed your life if you had killed two people or a kid.
Right.
Yeah, that would have changed your life. Yeah,
maybe you wouldn't have come to Jesus if he killed her.
Uh-huh.
I doubt I would have. If I had killed that girl, probably not for a few more years.
Sure.
I probably would have had to have another accident where I don't kill someone, you know? And
right.
Yeah, because you actually kill someone, you lose hope. But you almost kill someone, you go, you know, there's a little bit of hope here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for the hope side of things, not the
yes. Back. Yes, and also, well, okay, so if I had killed her, I probably would have also driven more carefully, which this didn't do for me.
Hmm.
There was a thing where I was like, wow, you can kind of skid around in the rain crazily 30, 40 miles over what you should be driving, and if people wear seatbelts, they tend to be okay. They might spill their Kool-Aid. So I guess there's pros and cons either way to the girl dying.
Sure, right. Sure.
But you know what? Christ nabbed you.
Yes,
he got you.
He did.
His and plan. It's his plan, not
right.
Our plan.
Because you know what? He gave you that gift, that gift of drama where you can embody a character. You can bring a story to life. He needed you. He needed you in the body of Christ. He needed, maybe you're the arm in the body of Christ. Maybe you're the beating heart. You know what? Maybe you're the voice. Maybe you're the mouth. Because you get up there, like Russ was saying, I'm scared to get up in front of people. And you're not. And you know what? God gave you that ability. He needed you. He needed you to be the body of Christ.
And I need him before every performance. I get on all fours in the bathroom, and I scream into the toilet, help me through this.
You got
help me through this. And again, that's just to suppress the sound. Nothing.
Sure. Well, sure. If you don't have a pillow.
And if I've been in the bathroom when that has happened, and I was terrified at first, but then I knew it was Mark, and I said, you know, he's doing his process. Mm. And then I said, he's letting the animal out, and he's getting ready to run, and he's getting ready to to inspire.
Mm. Every actor has a process.
Thank you. Yeah, because also because a lot of these teens, I want to email with you later, they hate that.
They
get scared. They don't
like emotion. They don't like passion. They want to try to be secretive, sneak around. Right, you know, they want to keep everything to themselves. Right. And
they're so worried about being cool that anything that seems weird to them, they're like, oh, you're weird. You know?
Exactly.
And you realize that weird stuff makes it cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what I tell
you later. Yeah. Later in life, you figure that out.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about the ministry. I mean, what's it like? Like, how do you use your gifts in the church, and how do you minister to those teens and use mm-hmm. drama mm-hmm. With those kids to transform their hearts?
Well, I've got several exciting different ministries even within the show. There's Towel Terry, I call it. His name is Brendan, but I try to do alliteration. So he's Towel Terry, and he hands me a towel every 10 minutes or so. I need to get my neck. And then there's Power Bar Pete, and because I get I need protein halfway through. And I forget her name, by the way. But and then a lot of the other students are the water, as we were talking about before I came on. Peter stepped out of the boat when Jesus walked on the water. And how do you show water on a stage? I have the teens wear blue t-shirts tucked into blue sweatpants, and they writhe around the stage, and I walk across them, and I know how to do it now safely, and I'm socked, but I'm stepping on their ribs or their buttock, never face or neck.
Sure.
You can't step on their neck.
No, you can't.
No.
I mean,
I bet like a shoulder or...
A shoulder's okay, not bad.
Maybe a hand, a hand.
If I start to lose my balance, I'll go hand and wrists and things, and that's not ideal, but it's, again, better than neck.
Yeah, you think the flatter the better. The flatter the better.
But again, remember, they're all moving because they're waves.
Right.
So they're rolling and writhing around, and I'm leaping from one to another saying, Jesus, let me catch up, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a pretty funny bit where I can't catch up to Jesus, and I have to run back and forth across the stage. And he's shown as just like a spotlight that I'm following, throughout the show.
I was going to ask, because you don't want to have to do both, because you're already doing 110% is one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love the symbolism.
Yes. Yes. I'm chasing the light. I'm chasing the light.
Awesome.
And
I love that.
And I can't catch up, and so I leap from teen to teen, and you can push off on their ribs pretty hard. You can do a full squat and thrust off them. And if you, the dream is if you catch one face down and you get the back of their thigh, you can push off that sucker like
thigh.
A 10-speed bike.
Yep. That's
a
good bounce. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I noticed you don't hire adults for this. You just have teens.
Yeah.
Let's say, if one of us wanted to audition, so to speak, to be in it. Because I know we have some vacation days that we could probably use to be on here. Do you see yourself hiring adults?
I guess I'd be open to you.
Really?
I feel like you were saying you're afraid to be in front of people. And what if you eased your feet into the water by being water?
I think Russ has a great idea.
I mean, if you're there, and I trust you.
Oh, you'd be so robust.
Really?
Compared to some of these, the thinner teens are always complaining, and that they're sore after the show, that their joints get strained, and so on. From that scene, and because I always go through the same dance with them, I say, "Well, what part do you think you're getting injured on?" And they say, "When you're jumping on us."
But they're resilient.
Yeah. Oh, if you can guarantee no speaking roles,
I can. I guarantee that for everyone who joins. Except, that's
I'm in.
Great.
Awesome. Okay.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like we're going to move on to mailbag. I have one question as we're going to wrap up. We're going to answer a question from the mailbag, because just like Adam had a few questions for Eve after she became aware she was naked,
I've got a few questions. Jim Carrey.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yes.
So it's time to answer your spiritual questions and queries as we dip into the mailbag. Okay, so here's our question for today. And I feel like I've read this before, and I think this might be directed more towards you three. This says, "Hey, Hallie, Gray, and Russ, or should I say Abimelech? Oh, it's somebody who listened.
Oh, someone listened to the his home
name.
Podcast.
His home name is Abimelech.
Yeah.
I have trouble devoting personal devotion time dedicated to studying scripture and petitioning the Lord in prayer. Whenever I sit down to commit time to Christ, I end up distracted and feeling isolated. And if I'm honest, a lot of time, when I'm alone with time on my hands, I fall back into old habits and patterns like looking up pornography and then feeling terrible about myself. I know the evil one is using this to keep me from feeling the love of my Heavenly Father, but I don't know how to be more disciplined with my alone time. Signed, Idle Hands at the Devil's Playground.
Well, I can answer that one because I've not said this on the podcast, but the two of you know very well that I was addicted to pornography for a while before I came to Christ. And it was a severe dark addiction. I mean, it was
How long was that?
I remember when Netscape came out, and it was very slow, but I would go, or, you know, I would Netscape search things like bikini.
Oh.
Slippery slope, though.
Big time slippery slope.
Because very slowly you would get a picture of a bikini. Then you'd go, oh, okay. All right, maybe I can Google a bit more. Maybe I can see what's there.
Yeah, big bikini. And then things slip in. Keywords. And this is my story. I just use keywords, and that's how I found things.
Right.
The hours. Hours would disappear. It would get dark immediately.
Now, what I found is, though, is an app. It's not an app. It's more of a program. It's called ChristLock. And you basically, if you put in any word, phrase, you know, saying that could possibly lead you down that path, shuts the computer off.
Wow.
Powers down.
Absolutely. It powers it down for 3 hours.
Does it save anything? Like if you're working on a Word document?
That's the thing. It will absolutely wipe your hard drive.
Ugh, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
So basically what it does is like, do I want to lose all my work? Well, no. Do I want to look at this? Probably not now because I can't even get on the computer right now.
Yeah.
So ChristLock is a great program. And basically I've forgotten about what's on the internet.
What do you do during that 3 hours typically?
Mostly push-ups.
Yeah, because there's energy.
Oh yeah, you do a few pushies and then it's you work it out with a few pushies, a few pulleys. That's what we call sit-up. And then
is that Australia?
Yes, that's pushies are push-ups, pulleys are sit-ups, and then I feel great.
I didn't bring my interpreter.
Yeah, well, here I am, because every week this guy has a new word for me. So I'll help you out.
A million.
I'd be like, he's Jim Carrey.
Right.
Well, I feel like for idle hands out there, I guess the answer is ChristLock. Mm-hmm. And also that there are three men here saying that, you know what, you're not alone. Well, I hope this was enriching for everyone out there listening today. I hope it was edifying. Mm-hmm. Mark, it was such a treat and a treasure to have you here today.
I really loved it. It really felt good. I felt the most accepted I've been. Going home is going to be a drag.
Well, we're praying for all of them. We're praying, especially for Stacy. I'm claiming Stacy. I think you're going to see some changes in her because I've already been petitioning our Lord in prayer on her.
Get her.
Okay.
Since I'm invited, when do rehearsals start?
Yes, rehearsals. If you can, it's tomorrow morning. We are actually doing the water scene with a new group of teens, and I would love to have you there tomorrow morning.
I'm here. I have office hours, so I will swing by.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. And all of you listening, thanks for being with us. We'll see you this weekend at Twin Hills, you know, either here in Broad Ripple, Indiana, or you can stream our services online. This is Hallie Labonte reminding you that all the way to heaven is heaven. Mark O'Brien was played by Michael Patrick O'Brien. He is the creator of AP Bio on NBC. He also wrote for SNL and is a founding member of the fabulous longstanding improv group, The Reckoning, of which I'm a member. Follow him on Twitter, at MikeO'BrienXOXO. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte. Russ Campbell is played by Ross Kimball, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. You can find out more about us on Twitter and Insta at MegaThePodcast and send a letter to our mailbag at MegaThePodcast@gmail. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you support us on Patreon at MegaThePodcast, you'll receive exclusive content for supporters just like you.
Hey, Joel,
What
do you have planned for September 29th?
Well, my friends and I are going to go to the Arclight and see Herbie Lovebug. They're doing like a talk back.
No, Joel. The 29th is that oven mitt throwing contest.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
I double booked. Yeah.
But then also, I'm concerned because that's the day we're going to meet camp.
Oh, we are?
Oh, yeah. To learn how to butcher.
Guys, the 29th is when I invited you all to my basement so that I could read from my journal.
Oh, guys, yeah. We got a very big problem because we are quinta-booked.
We have Mouth Feelings Live on the
29th. Oh, right.
At 7 at UCB Sunset.
But no special guest this time.
Oh, no, guys, there is going to be a special guest.
Who?
What?
Retta.
Retta from Parks and Rec and Good Girls and from being an awesome person in the world?
That Retta, yes.
And at UCB Sunset,
UCB
just to confirm.
Sunset.
Tickets at sunset.ucbtheater.com.
Join.
Join us.
Join us.
See you there.
Campfire.